That was Duchess Says here on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's International Women's Day. Hooray!
Hooray!
We're here in the studio, and we're women, and I'm Sarah Cordingley. I'm the music director here, and with me is...
Bonnie Anderson. I'm the music director at CJSF.
And I'm Krista. I'm a musician and a music lover and a CITR lover.
Yeah. And a woman.
And a woman.
Yeah. So we're going to play some music by women from some of our favorite artists. And I don't know about you guys, but most of my favorite artists happen to be women. I don't know if that's just my own personal bias or if I'm... I don't know why that is. I guess it's just kind of what speaks to me. But do you guys find that?
I find that when I'm naming my top artists, it's usually more women than men, for sure. And that's probably just a personal identification thing.
Yeah, I can't really say that's the same for me. No. I think I got like an equal spread of male to female artists.
An egalitarian music fan?
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel funny, like I'm being sexist sometimes when I definitely tend to gravitate more towards female musicians, but I feel like as much as I don't want girl bands or whatever to be a genre or to be handicapped based on their gender, I think that women often make a different kind of music than men do, and I think that issues and even the sound maybe is something that I can relate to more sometimes than super manly music.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like when it's the artists that I really look up to, I think it's women because I can identify more with what they're saying or what they're doing. But in terms of just what I like, I think it's a little more equal. But it's those artists that you kind of admire and look up to that maybe... a little more biased.
Would you agree that women often make a different kind of music than men?
I don't know if I would agree with that. I think I can think of a lot of women making comparable music to men in all genres, so I don't know if I'd agree.
Yeah, women are pretty good at making some really delicate sounding music, but then there's some male artists that can do the same thing as well. I think, yeah, I don't know.
I guess maybe I don't tend to gravitate towards music that's delicate sounding usually, but I guess maybe I feel like the kind of music, I listen to a lot of punk music personally, and that maybe because there's a big aspect of like resistance within that field usually, that the politics behind it, not that I listen to extremely political music, but when it comes to music that's a little bit political, or you know, that it was about resistance, that you know a feminist struggle or a feminist point of view within that is one that I relate to a little bit more than, like, I don't know, I can't even think. I want to say, like, you know, hardcore, vegan, straight edge, whatever, but that's not the kind of music I'm talking about. It's just, I don't know. I think that because there is a long history of sort of women not being encouraged to make specifically rock music, that those who choose to get involved are, you know, kind of have a message that I can relate to, whereas, you know, the male message is often something that's been said before, where, as I think women sometimes bring a different point of view to it.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
Yep.
I'm just rambling.
It was a good ramble.
But feel free to call in if you guys have something to say to us. The on-air number is 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822, gotta decode that in front of you guys, 2487. I got so used to giving out the fund drive number, which you can still donate to our fund drive if you go to CITR.com patreon.com/donate. We're off the phones, but we will be accepting donations online. And at the CITR Fund Drive finale tonight at Chapel Arts, and Peace, Gal Grayson, Movie Land, Sleuth, Babysitter, Bank Robber will all be playing, and lots of women in there. So let's go now to one of my favorite all-woman band of last year, Teen, and this song's called Better.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 on International Women's Day, celebrating everything womany. I don't want to say womanly because I think that has connotations that aren't necessarily womany, but I always feel like, I don't know, I'm not necessarily the most feminine person, but I'm a female, so whatever I do should be feminine, right? Don't I define that as a woman?
Yes.
Whatever I do is womanly. So I do have some excellent CITR Fun Drive nail art.
Ooh.
Which is a little on the feminine side.
Sparkly.
Yeah, I might Instagram that later, so you can stay tuned.
Check your Instagram.
We just heard one of Krista Lowen's picks, plural. Do you want to tell us about that, Krista?
Sure. It's a band called Glasser. It's actually a solo project by a woman, and that song was called Apply of the album Ring, and it's one of my favorite records from last year.
Okay, cool. And before that, we heard Teen, and that was off their album In Limbo. And Teen actually has a Kickstarter program going to record a new EP. I can get behind that. So if you want to give them some money, you can go to kickstarter.com and search for Teen Carolina. So they're looking to record an EP. So give them some money, maybe, if you didn't already give all of your money to CITR at CITR.ca/donate. And if you want, if you like music, which I think you do, you can donate specifically towards the music department. Just go to that page, CITR.ca/donate, and scroll on down to the very bottom, and that's where you will find us, music department. Hit it up. I want to bring something up that's like a little bit vague and a little bit campus community radio specific. So bear with me, folks, if it gets boring or weird or whatever. But I'm relatively new to the business. And when I started here, there was something in place called FemCon, which is kind of like CanCon, Canadian content, which we are required to play 35% of most genres by law. But FemCon is just a station policy where we encourage programmers to play a percentage of FemCon or female content. So there is, it's determined at our station anyways, it's determined as it has to be 2 of 4 things. So it has to be written, the music written by a woman, the music performed by a woman, the lyrics written by a woman, or the engineer recording it has to be a woman. So if 2 of those 4 things apply, then we'll label it as FemCon. So it's good in that it's good because it gives programmers a chance to kind of look at the gender balance in their programming. Some of our programmers, depending on genre, it's really easy. So a lot of our like pop and rock and indie shows just naturally play tons of women. But, you know, some like jazz or blues or metal or that kind of thing, there just doesn't seem to be as much of it. So I don't know. Do you want to tell us what CGSF does in that vein?
Yes. We don't do that at all. It's basically, we have, like, when CDs come into the station, we have different genres and categories that we label them. And one of them is, like, we do label artists as women. And the CDs will get labeled as women if there is at least one female in the band. Doesn't need to be like the front person. It could just be the tambourine player or something, but they get labeled as women. And so then they get the color coding as women. None of our programmers are required to play women at all. If they choose not to, then that's fine. But we also have it so you can search on our database. If you're looking for women specific artists, you can put in the genre and category women and all the artists that are labeled as women will come up. So if someone feels like they want to get more women in their show, they can look. And then they can put in other categories as well, so they can search for, like, world women music, and so they can enter that way. But we don't have this FemCon categorization.
Yeah,
so.
It's a funny thing there. I think that the National Campus Community Radio Association did a lot of work on it a number of years back. That's where I got the Empower system. That's what they call it. Instead of Maple for CanCon, it's Empower, so music performer writing lyrics. No, at R, recording. which is kind of cute and kind of lame at the same time. but it didn't really get adopted, and I had a lot of trouble even finding information about it to be sure what I was supposed to label as FemCon. But it makes a lot of sense to me that it's not just anything that has a woman on it anywhere, you know, like if it's a metal band and they're like, we want to be a female fronted metal band, so we're going to hire this female that's super hot to like sing or growl or whatever. But we've written all the songs and the lyrics from a male point of view, and we're recording it with a male engineer. That, to me, that's like not a very in-depth way for a woman to be involved in making the album. What do you think about this, Krista?
I'd agree with what you were just saying. That's like, not that there's anything wrong with being a session musician, like per se,
right?
But in that situation, it wouldn't really be a woman expressing herself,
right,
creatively or otherwise.
How do you feel as a female musician? How would you feel about being like labeled as FemCon? Like, do you feel, you know, would it feel like we're like labeling you as like a girl band, or like we're like, they're pretty good for FemCon?
I mean,
which is not what we're saying at
all,
but.
Yeah. I guess the term FemCon, it's like, I'm glad that CITR does FemCon. I think that's really cool. But when you get labeled as a female fronted band or a girl band, that implies that you're somehow in a separate category from male musicians. And I think that's the part I don't really like. Like, being qualified as a female musician is somehow you're just not quite the same as a male musician.
Right.
And even though men and women are different, we're equal in abilities. And so.
Yeah, totally. I think there was something that came up with regards to FemCon at the National Campus Community Radio Association last year, where some folks were proposing that stations chart do a women's music chart. So in addition to their regular top 30 charts and, you know, world charts or loud charts or folk charts or whatever specialty charts they do, there will be a specialty chart for female music, which to me is a bit like, you know, having the, you know, it's like sports or something where you're like, this is women's basketball. Like, it's like putting women in a place where they're not competing with men. But I think that, I mean, if you look at CITR's charts, we just do a top 30 chart and it's full of women. So I don't really know. Yeah, it made me feel kind of weird to think about treating it like a genre, like you said, like being, you know, this is women's music, or I don't know, whatever the women's music charts, you know, it just seems a bit incongruous to put it beside, you know, world music or.
Yeah, I don't really like that idea of having a women's music chart.
No, neither do I.
But you'd be at the top of the pops. you are anyways. That's the whole point. Yeah, it's interesting. If anyone has any comments or any feedback, feel free to give us a call, 604-822-2487. We're going to go into another one of Krista's picks. So what did you bring for us, Krista?
This record is by US Girls. It's another solo project by a woman, and the song is called Work From Home.
All right.
Ben just texted me and said,
p.m. sun and you're flicking your fingers. Agitation over a pixel screen. Click on me, boy, click on me. I like the rock kind of music and the rock kind of movies. Click on me, boy, click on me. I'm a classy collegiate for the rock kind of maids. What you waiting for?
Come inside and I'll help you.
That was Shilpa Ray and her Happy Hookers here on CITR 101.9. That's a song called Hookers. And before that, we had U.S. Girls and a song called Work From Home. I think both of those songs may be indirectly about what they call cam whores, I believe.
What's that?
You guys both look confused. that's like when you're on the internet and then there's like a sexy live chat for money type of a thing going on.
Right.
That's what I think. I don't know a lot about it, but that's what I've gathered from the lyrics of both of those songs. But both great songs and really kind of interesting looks at it. Lots of fun plays on words and stuff like that. Shilpa Ray, I think, amazing. She plays an Indian harmonium and just, like, writes these killer songs. It's, like, super classic bluesy stuff mixed in with just something new and very interesting. And I love that U.S. Girls album. Gem is the name of the album. So good stuff. Good work, women.
Yeah!
So Bonnie and I have a record club, kind
yes.
of.
Yep.
It's not very, it doesn't meet very frequently
no.
at this point, but we get together and listen to records with a bunch of women so far. Do you think, is it women on purpose?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it started with Kyra and Sarah and I from CJSF, and then we just started adding more of our friends who just happened to be women as well. There have been a little bit of a discussion about adding some men into the group, but we're not sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, yeah. So far it's a women's record club, but it's pretty fun. And I think Megan, who was sort of organizing this day and did a great job, good work, Megan, really liked the idea of kind of talking to women that were really into record collecting and stuff like that, and women that work at record stores, and just finding people in that, because I think it is really kind of a male-dominated thing. I don't know. I've been a collector of records for a long time, and I love it, and I don't feel as though, I don't feel like I'm an outcast or I'm not encouraged to do that, but I do go to the record fair and be like, there's probably about 20% women there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shopping. There's probably like 4% women selling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think. If that. No, there's a yeah. few. Like, there's always the oldies tables that there's like that nice lady. You know?
I do know, yeah.
Yeah. Such a concise description. Anyways, I should tell you a little bit about what's coming up next. Laurel Borman, the wonderful editor of Discorder magazine, is going to be hosting Discorder Radio. So that will no doubt include lots of awesome local artists and everything that you have grown to expect from Discorder Radio. So that'll be cool. And after that, Claire and Morgan are doing News 101. So a bit of women-y news. That's my new word. Women-y. Nalini is doing Rhythms India after that, and then Sarah Lapsley is playing some music at 7:15. So we've got lots of ladies lined up for you. And after that, we're partying at Chapel Arts tonight for CITR's Fun Drive finale and the release of our album, the Pop Alliance Volume 3. So that should be fun. There's another party tonight over at the Russian Hall. So it's a Girls Rock Camp fundraiser, and it's all covers of women musicians playing songs that were by other women musicians in the past. Sounds like there's going to be some Kate Bush. Sounds like there's going to be some interesting stuff. So you might swing by there, too, if you want to go to both shows. It's $15 for a wristband. So lots of stuff to do tonight. Yeah, speaking of Girls Rock Camp, Krista and I are both volunteers at Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you tell us about Girls Rock Camp? What's so great about it, Krista?
Girls Rock Camp is really great because you get to see girls who might come in really kind of shy and timid on the first day, and by the end of only a week, they're on stage yelling and screaming and playing their hearts out and with a new confidence that they didn't have just a week earlier. And it's one of the most fun and rewarding things to be a part of.
Definitely, I agree. I think there's nothing like playing music and being really loud to sort of build confidence and sort of not only let you express stuff that you might only keep inside otherwise, but just to know that you can express that. I feel like it really spreads into other areas of your life where you might want to, you just might feel more confident with your opinions. But yeah, it's such a positive environment. It's largely subsidized for low-income girls who usually are the ones that really need it, I think. It's mm-hmm. It's really a valuable thing when you have a tough life and, maybe things are not super fun at home, to be able to go to a week-long summer camp and have access to all sorts of instruments, have access to music lessons, have access to really awesome female role models, particularly female role models that are not really your typical, not the same female role models that you're seeing on TV or, really empowered, really opinionated, whole different, a wide variety of folks are volunteering there. And I think that's really important for young girls to see. So if you're interested in Girls Rock Camp, it's going to be July 8th to 13th this year. And it's for girls who are 8 to 18 years of age. The applications will go up for both volunteers and for kids on March 15th. So if you play music or if you just love music, and you want to get involved, you can apply, and it's just so rewarding, like Krista said. There's all sorts of jobs from instrument instructors and band coaches. What have you done before, Krista?
I've been a band coach and an instrument instructor.
That's awesome.
And coaching is super, super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the best one, but it's really intense, too.
Yeah, you're with the band all day, like helping them sort through their communication issues, helping them turn their ideas into something, and it can get intense for
it's
sure.
It's a little, it's often emotional,
yes.
But so rewarding in the end. So that's open to female-identified people in leadership and instructor roles, and then we love male help for support roles, moving gear, doing food stuff, that kind of thing. So feel free to get involved. Go to girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. We're going to go to... A classic lady in my book. So this is a pick from Bonnie. What do you got for us, Bonnie?
Patti Smith.
How can you go wrong?
You can't.
Do you have anything to say about Patti Smith?
She's just one of the most awesome women alive, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. It's horses.
Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly with the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Do you know how to call me? Like, can't you show me nothing but surrender? Johnny gets up, takes off his leather jacket, deep to his chest. Silken hair and found a stair, and I didn't waste time, I just walked right up and saw that up there, there is a sea up there, there's a sea up there, there's a sea, sees the possibility, there's no land but the land, there's no sea but the sea, there's no keeper of the key. There's a wall of possibilities. Possibilities. Up there. Possibilities. There are several walls. Possibilities. Possibilities up there. The first there possibility is the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny. Handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spewing, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea. Of possibilities, dip in,
started hardening in my hand,
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows of possibilities.
I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the air. A red stream, went streaming Himself disintegrated, nothing happening. Go inside the black tube. So when he looked out into everything deep, saw this sweet young thing, Fender wine, humping on the pocket meter, leaning on the pocket meter. In the sheets, there was a man dancing around to a simple rock and roll song.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hey, do you like to party?
Excuse me?
Do you like to party?
CITR and Mint Records present
The Pop Alliance Volume 3 Release Party, Friday, March 8th at Chapel Arts, with performances by
Movie Land, Peace, Gal Grayson, Babysitter, Sleuth, and more.
This nocturnal celebration is the finale of CITR's 2013 Fun Drive, including a silent auction, two stages, and freshly pressed limited edition copies of our Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation.
CITR's Fun Drives from February 28th to March 8th. To donate, go to www.citr.ca or call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. And thanks for supporting community radio.
Way too.
That one has a sudden ending. Good old White Lung. Those are our pals, mostly women band. I think they're all women on that album. Maybe not. That was a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be one man on there. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Yeah, they do a good job of being women. We heard that the show was a bit too serious. We actually heard from, like, the most serious person that I know that the show is serious. I guess Ben Lai, he's not for real serious. It's all like a show. It's like he's being super dry or something. Something clever. I don't know. So we're going to try and lighten it up a little bit. So Krista's going to tell us about a project she's got on the go.
Been working on a pretty fun project with one of my bandmates from USA Party.
Stephen O'Shea.
Sorry, I cut you off for the beginning. Okay. I'm having mic problems.
I've been working on a pretty fun project with my bandmate in USA Party, Stephen O'Shea. We've been doing a soundtrack for an art installation that is opening tomorrow night. The installation is called Rolling Thunder. And it's based on the Cup riots after the couple years ago after the Stanley Cup. And it's going to be opening at Interurban tomorrow night. And all the music is by myself and Steven. And it's been a super fun project. It's all kind of like 80s action movie inspired.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of art is it? Like,
it's an installation. So there's some pretty... there's a big... I don't want to give away too much,
right.
But it's like sculpture and found objects and one really big cool piece that everyone should come check out.
A big something. She's gonna leave us hanging, so we'll have to go by. And that's tomorrow at Interurban.
Interurban. Actually, I guess I could say what it is because it says on the event page.
We'll just
what
make
it
them
is.
Go to the event page and figure.
Yeah,
it out.
Yeah, go to the event page. It's called Rolling Thunder, and check it out.
Okay, and while we are promoting Krista's things, we're gonna play. A new single from USA Party, and it's called Friend. Do you want to tell us anything about this song?
This song we recorded last year. It's the first thing we've put out since 2010, and this song is for our good friend who passed away, mm-hmm. Devin Clifford.
And it's a little bit of a new sound for you guys.
It's pretty different than our old sound, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
We decided not to replace Devin and get a new drummer, so we've gone the electronic route.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here it is, Friend on CITR 101.9. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. friends for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. He's gonna wangle away to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness who'll talk when he's called. But they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. We can't have it all.
You are listening to CITR 101.9. That was Kate Bush. The song was called Suspended in Gaffa. Before that, I think we had Fanshawe.
Yeah, that was a Fanshawe song off of the new Pop Alliance record, which is coming out tonight at our show at Chapel Arts. Yay!
Yay!
We're trying to be more fun.
Not so serious.
Yeah, it's been a serious and fun day. I listened to Democracy Now! This morning, and that was a pretty serious look at International Women's Day, so kind of depressing, but a lot of hope, too, as Democracy Now! Tends to be. And before that, we heard the new You Say Party, Krista's band, their new single, Friend. So that was great. I was just asking Bonnie, who's the music director at CJSF, about her show. When's your show?
It is called Bonnie Be Good. It's on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6. I play all of my favorite stuff of the new things that have come in lately. And it's fun. Yeah.
And how do we tune into that?
It's on CJSF, so 90.1 FM, or on cjsf.ca. You can listen from anywhere in the world on the website.
Yay!
Yay!
Radio internationally. Are yes. there a lot of women at CJSF?
Yeah, we get a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're pretty, our station manager is a woman, our music director. I feel like we're lucky to have a town with two female music directors.
Yes.
I feel like that's kind of a traditionally male-dominated role.
It is, yeah.
It was very interesting to see, we had our 75th anniversary this year, so we met with a lot of alumni from way back in the day on CITR, and, there was a group from the 50s and 60s, and it was just all dudes, all white dudes, and there was, we had an alumni brunch, and I was seated beside one of the only ladies from that era, and she was a secretary, and she said that's just what we did back then. But she liked it. She had a lot of fun, and she was just kind of always around the station, I guess, with the guys, and they were all the kind of DJ that would be like, this is Rick Bop and Jubra Bop, had their super fast long name that they I didn't even make it halfway through a fake funny name, but I always think of that episode of Saved by the Bell. You ever see that one? Mr. Belding relived his college radio days.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's a good one. You should check it out. I don't know why I brought that up. Not appropriate for National Women's Day at all. I actually watched a few episodes of that recently while having my CITR fun drive nails did. And it's awful. Gender roles in it are I can't believe that this was a part of my upbringing.
I think of that when I look at a Betty and Veronica or Archie comic book. I loved these.
Especially because they reran, you would buy the new Betty and Veronica and it would have one that you could tell by the art it was from 1957 and they would just recycle them and you're like, I don't really get the humor behind this because people don't try to have the sheerest stockings anymore. That's not a thing. So I don't get it, but I kind of like it. I don't know why I liked it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Betty's all making her own clothes and she was handy.
Yeah. She played the cello as well.
She did a lot of stuff.
I think she played a show with a rock band. There was one, I remember this, there was this one book where she played her cello with a rock band.
Wow.
And really made Veronica mad because it was Veronica's favorite rock band.
What didn't make Veronica mad though? Come on. I don't know. The Saved by the Bell that I was watching was they were putting on a TV show for the cable access community television station, and it was a new show, and then they're like, and we'll go to Kelly with the weather. And she's like, don't go to the beach today because it's cold. And then she's like, but tomorrow. And she takes off her coat and she's wearing this super high cut 80s bathing suit, which they don't even make bathing suits like that anymore. It's a one piece, but it's the hips are cut up to it's crazy.
Is it the Baywatch bathing suits?
Yeah, basically. And then she's like, but tomorrow it's gonna rain. And then they splash her with a bucket of water and it's just so gross. I don't know. And that was just that was her role in the news, so I don't know. Anyways,
maybe that's why I wasn't supposed to watch that show. My mom didn't like us watching that show.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, it was pretty serious sometimes. Not serious, but there were some slightly adult issues brought up. I don't know. Maybe your mom was just smart.
Maybe, probably.
My mom loved that show. We used to watch it together. So. anyways, this is bringing us towards the end of our little Girls Vinyl Club International Women's Day special broadcast. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the music we're playing. We've got Laurel Borman coming up next with the Discorder radio show. So stay tuned for that. And hopefully we'll see you tonight either at Chapel Arts for the CITR Fun Drive finale and the Pop Alliance record release show. Or we'll see you at the Russian Hall for the Girls Rock Camp Cover Me fundraiser.
We should mention, I think you can get a double ticket for that, right?
That is true. Yeah, it's $15 for a wristband that gets you into both of them. So I'm guessing that the Girls Rock Camp one is a little bit earlier. We're going till quite late at Chapel Arts. The first band at Chapel Arts starts at 9. That's all I know. So Sleuth will be going on at 9. And we'll go till 1:30 or 2, I think. So
the other one wraps up by 11:30, what I saw online.
I think so, yeah. And they're so close together, you can totally walk between them. It's probably like, I don't know, 8 blocks?
Yeah.
Something. So, yeah, they're both for great causes. So do show up at both. And it's a lovely day. Hopefully it turns into a lovely evening, and you can walk between both. We're going to leave you with some local ladies. This is a band called Lunch Lady and a song called I Want to Be the Girl on Your Arm.
Like,